For Turkey, 2021 was marked by a free-falling currency, the lira, and record-high inflation. The government's monetary policy has sent the country into economic turmoil. And as Nick Schifrin reports, soaring prices have hurt Turks from all walks of life.
For 45-year-old Hasan Turan, the work never ends. He's made a living and supported his family as a janitor for 20 years. But these days, one job's not enough.
I'm trying to find a fourth apartment building to clean. The price increases have affected us a great deal, so I will have to take more jobs.
His newest additional job at a small grocery store in eastern Istanbul. He takes phone orders, picks produce for upper-middle-class customers, and delivers them on an electric scooter. This is his 15th hour of work today. Some days, he delivers 20 orders a day.
I'm struggling to make ends meet. The prices have gone up, so I had to take extra work. I'm doing a part-time job out of necessity.
It's a necessity just to feed his family. At the farmer's market, Hasan and his wife, Kimet, struggled with what to buy and what to leave.
Can we have a kilo of tangerines?
No, half a kilo will do. Let's buy just half a kilo.
1 pound of tangerines, 4 pounds of potatoes was all they could afford.
The prices are too high. I mean, we can't afford to buy all we need. In the past, I used to buy a lot, cook a lot. Now I have to buy in small quantities and try to get by.
Turkey is suffering its highest inflation in nearly two decades. From December 2020 to December 2021, prices rose more than 36%. Everything from food to gas. The economic crisis is everywhere. In December, bread lines stretched around the corner. And as the Turkish lira plunged, Turks around the country rushed to change money into U.S. dollars. But President Recep Tayyip Erdogan says it's all part of his plan.
Hopefully, we will eliminate this swelling as soon as possible and prevent our nation from being under the burden of unfair price increases.
The economic pain runs deep. Extensive borrowing and previous interest rate cuts were already driving up prices. But analysts say Erdogan's recent medicine is making the country sicker. Under his pressure, since September, Turkey's central bank slashed interest rates four times.
Anyone who took Econ 101 in college would know if your inflation climbs up, interest rates have to follow that. Erdogan is doing the opposite.
Soner Çaptay is the director of the Washington Institute's Turkish Research Program and author most recently of A Sultan in Autumn. He says Erdogan's motivation is difficult to know, but in the last few months of 2021, the lira lost almost half its value. In December, 18.4 for $1. And a weak lira can boost tourism and Turkish exports.
Erdogan is maybe trying to create what is called growth out of contraction. In other words, let the economy crash and burn, and that will make Turkish exports very affordable because the lira has lost its value, and the country will have a restored growth driven by strong export sector and also demand for Turkish tourism and services.
There are some signs of increased tourism. Last month, Bulgarians by the busload arrived in Istanbul to buy cheap groceries and bargain bizarre Christmas gifts. And Erdogan says exports are at an all-time high. Turkish authorities have also raised the minimum wage by 50%, and a new plan pays Turks to keep their bank deposits in lira. But the depreciation is still large, as is the anger. In November, protesters called for the government to resign and the police to back down.
How could the economic crisis become a political crisis?
If Erdogan does not restore economic growth, he's not going to win the next elections in 2023. We're going to see country's economic resilience push back and also a more unified opposition. So I would say this is the most important turning point in President Erdogan's career. The unusual part of it is that Turkey's citizens lived under Erdogan for nearly two decades and experienced prosperity that they'd never witnessed before. That income level and living standards is disappearing in front of the eyes of a lot of citizens. Voters are turning away from him.
And Erdogan's turning inward. He fired multiple officials who resisted his unorthodox economic policies, and his government filed criminal complaints against Turks who criticized his policies online.
At this stage, I think the only way for him to stick to power, looks like he's not going to be able to restore strong economic growth, is by becoming more autocratic only.
That boosts leading opposition figures like Istanbul Mayor Ekrem İmamoğlu, who challenge Erdogan's nearly 20-year rule.
This current process is not merely an economic crisis. I want to underline that it is a political crisis. I see this as a reflection of the inability to run the country.
And it's hard to run a family. The Tehrans have cut back on food, cut out any new clothes, in order to afford one essential need, their daughter's tuition. 12-year-old Nisa is in middle school, and 19-year-old İrem is in college.
I can't say no to their needs because it is related with their education. They have to stay in school. We have to make personal sacrifices to meet their needs.
And maybe one day solve the country's crisis. İrem is studying economics. For the PBS NewsHour, I'm Nick Schifrin.